Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tell it to do it.
Okay.
Kevin Carr joining us right now, our Fat Guys at the Movies guy. And Kevin, it seems like we might be getting a little closer to getting some actual movies out there.
Well, we're going to be having movies periodically coming out. They're going to be smaller movies as Hollywood has decided to push a lot of the blockbusters out. But theaters are still open, except for Regal. And they are still releasing some films in theaters. There's one that is out in theaters this week, and that is The Honest Thief. It stars Liam Neeson because, you know, the coronavirus can do a lot of things, but it can't keep Liam Neeson down from kicking butt and taking names. in this movie, he plays a bank robber who falls in love and then decides to give the money back and kind of turn himself in to come clean so he could marry a woman with good conscience. But when he does, a couple of the FBI agents who he calls decide to try and keep the money for themselves. And well, you don't want to tick off Liam Neeson. So he then has to come after the guys, and it becomes one of your very basic Liam Neeson revenge movies, which, you know, those are kind of fun. They're exactly what you expect they're going to be. They're not, it's not as high level or action oriented as Taken is, but it certainly has its moments with some explosions and chases.
And not a comedy, I guess.
No, I mean, well, anything's a comedy if you look at it correctly, I guess.
What else do we have out there?
Well, there's the other big one that's coming out on streaming, we have The Trial of the Chicago 7 on Netflix, which just dropped this morning. It's Aaron Sorkin's. He wrote and directed it, and it's about the trial that resulted after the 1968 Democratic National Convention, when there was a protest that grew into a riot, It's about the people being charged with that. And it looks back historically. It's a really well done piece. Sorkin, of course, Steven Spielberg was also involved in it, so they amassed a really good cast with people like Sacha Baron Cohen and Frank Langella, Mark Rylance, and it's a look back at sort of the courtroom proceedings and some of the crazy things that happened during that are almost unbelievable. But it's a fantastic movie, really worth checking out on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix is hot right now. Netflix, Hulu, any of those streaming services.
Hulu, big deal.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, we're continuing to see that trend, I feel like, where they're just going to be releasing things on the streaming services instead of theaters.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be smaller movies. There's always going to be the independent films and the smaller ones and the ones that they don't need $500 million to break even, something like The Honest Thief. You're going to see those showing up in theaters. Theaters seem to be stabilized right now, like I said, except for Regal. But you're right, there's a lot of stuff that's coming to streaming, not just everyday stuff, but the movies, like you're going to get a lot of the award films or like the ones that are going for the award contention, which I think that the Trial of Chicago 7 is. You're going to start seeing a lot of that showing up. That one also sometimes is in theaters. You can check. A lot of times they release them in limited release, but you're also going to see the bigger releases. Like next week, you've got The Witches coming out on HBO Max. That was supposed to come out in theaters. And you also have Borat 2, the second Borat movie. There's your comedy, Jack.
Okay.
For next week, that comes out on Amazon Prime.
All right. Well, we will check it out. And, of course, you can check out Kevin Carr at fatguysatthemovies.com and see what he's got for you. And, Kevin, maybe we'll have a whole bunch more next week. Let's hope.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
For sure. And we're coming up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.